Genesis 39:1-23. I come back again to Joseph. In the previous discourse, I spoke of this man, this young man, and showed how he speaks to us of the life of the godly man, the godly woman. His life is not in a straight line. It's tortuous, it's twisted, it's a roller coaster. And yet God is with him, protecting him and using him, and overruling all things, and making him a testimony to pagans, to sinners. Those are some of the marks I see of the life of the godly. Now in this discourse, I want to come back again and take up another theme that runs through Genesis 39, in the life of the godly man. And it's this question of temptation. Temptation to sin. And Joseph, the godly man, overcoming that temptation. Now how relevant is this passage? How up to date? How contemporary? It could be written today. Here is Joseph, a young man, in a position of power and authority in Potiphar's house. And Potiphar's wife sets her heart, her mind, her eye upon this young man. And she entices him, she lures him, she pesters him, day after day, we read. Verse 10, she spoke to Joseph, day after day. She allured him. Come to bed with me, sleep with me, and so on. The temptation was tremendous, powerful, searching. Joseph is a real man. We must not forget these characters in the Bible. They have red blood flowing through their veins. They're real men, real women. And Joseph is a young man away from home. He's in a position of power, a position of authority. His fortunes are rising. He's been put into a position of great exaltation. And one day he went into the house to attend to his duties, and there was nobody else there. Who would know? Who would see? Who would tell? Come to bed with me. Now, temptation is not sin. We know in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 15, we know that our Lord Jesus was in all points, in every aspect, tempted, like as we are, yet without sin. So temptation is not sin. And what does this young man do? He's a natural man. There's flattery here. He's all alone, it's secret. He's being assaulted. How did he overcome? And he did overcome. David did not. Judah did not, we've seen already. And a great many men have not overcome. Look how many contemporary men, great men, good men, useful men, God-honoring men, men that God has honored. Look how many of them have fallen in this particular sin. But Joseph did not. What was it about Joseph? He was absolutely determined not to sin. Verse 8. He refused. No. No one is greater in this house than me. I am the greatest than I am. My master has withheld nothing from me. But you are his wife. He has a sense of trust here. Potiphar has trusted him. He has a sense of dignity here. I am in a great position in this house. My master has trusted me, and it would be wrong because you are his wife. And above all, of course, the sense of God. How could I do such a wicked thing, verse 9, and sin against God? I'd be sinning against Potiphar. I'd be sinning against you. I'd be sinning against myself. But above all, of course, I would be sinning against God. And so he speaks out, And he refuses, and he flees. He loses his cloak. He loses his garment. He left his cloak in her hand and ran out of the house, verse 12. He lost his cloak, but he kept his dignity. He lost his reputation because he was falsely accused. He was rejected out of hand. Potiphar shows terrible character in believing the wife just on the say-so and making no examination, it seems, of the case. So Joseph lost his liberty. He lost his cloak. He lost his reputation in the eyes of Potiphar. But in the eyes of God, he kept his dignity. You know, there are many scriptures which speak of this. Job 31 verse 1, Job said, I made a covenant with my eyes not to look lustfully upon a maiden. We get it in Proverbs 4 verse 15. We must not travel the road of these people and go down these roads. We must avoid this. And the passage is dealing with getting close to, sailing close to the wind. No. Avoid it. 2 Timothy 2 verse 22, flee these youthful lusts and temptations and feelings. 1 Corinthians 6 verse 18, flee. These are new covenant principles. As I say, we must be prepared to lose our garments, as it were, lose our reputation in the eyes of men, but keep our reputation in the eyes of God. And God did honor him through his life, for his stands, and it's come down the ages, is standing today. It's a challenge to this generation. I appeal to all Josephs who are listening to me, and I include myself. Let us take Joseph's stands and avoid this sin. Not sail near the wind of it. Flee it. Not travel this road. But I appeal to all Potiphar's wives who are listening to me. You see the equivalent I'm making? The woman's alluring Joseph. There are two parties in this. Joseph shows dignity and flees because he will not sin against God. But Potiphar's wife, look at the responsibility she bears. God honors this man. Proverbs 15, verse 33. Honor and humility. Humility and honor are connected, you know. This man would rather suffer than sin. He would rather keep his eye upon God than gratify his flesh. This is one of the most insidious and prevalent sins. Look at history. Look at contemporary newspapers and journals and television. Look at the books. Look at contemporary men that are falling into this sin. I remember Al Martin saying that God had made him a minister because he knew the temptation that he would go under. And because he was a public figure for God, this contributed to helping him stand. He spoke with a number of men who would contact him in sorrow over this issue. And in my small way, I can add my testimony to that. This is a very common temptation and a very common sin. So I appeal to all Josephs. I appeal to myself. Let us learn from the Joseph here. There is no temptation taking us. But God always makes a way of escape. But we must be determined about it, brothers. But I appeal to the sisters too. We all have our part to play here. Sisters should watch the way they dress. Brothers, let us take sensible precautions. Above all, let us keep our eye upon God. This is a very delicate subject, I know. It's embarrassing to speak upon it. But this is a tremendous sin. And Satan can wreak havoc in the churches of Christ and with the gospel and cause damage to the reputation of the Lord Jesus, because we're all vulnerable, brothers. Brothers and sisters, let us learn from Joseph here. Potiphar's wife, she's a warning to avoid her way. Joseph, let us cultivate his determination, his loyalty to God. Rather than sin, he would suffer and leave all in the hand of God. This is a tremendous challenge. but highly relevant. May God speak to us as we read this and think about it. Let us call it by its proper name. This is sin, brothers and sisters, and let us avoid it. And let us serve the Lord Christ with our bodies, as well as with our words, as well as with our works. May we with our bodies serve the Lord Christ. May we be given up entirely to Him. Amen.